heart is bloom. It shoots up through the stony ground, but there's no room.
Welcome into the studios of ESP Media. We're in the crease with head coach Sean McGinnis. I am Rob Epel. It is our ninth podcast, coach. They've been a big success. Crusaders are playing well. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well. Doing well on a Saturday morning, getting ready. Second round playoff game. So couldn't be happier.
Yeah, it's going to be great. But let's hit the rewind button a little bit because we didn't have a chance to get together after the MSLCA trip at Western Reserve Academy up in Hudson, Ohio. The Crusaders took a year off and are back in. And, as I was driving up there and setting up for filming, it's really a nice tournament. The competition is fantastic. It's just a nice day and a half of high school lacrosse.
It is. And, we took that year off to reevaluate things. And after a year, we really thought about that. Outside of the GCL South, we need something like the MSLCA to where it's kind of like a conference that we're playing in and we can play the best competition out there in the Midwest. And we had a great time. The bus ride up there was a little
Let's dicey. Talk about that because from what I remember, I got a text from you saying, we got a two-hour late start. I remember that right?
That's right, yeah. So we're out at the parking lot waiting for the bus. And there's a little miscommunication, so the bus was late. And Justin Miller, one of our starters, he gets on the bus and literally just passes out, just falls asleep. Wakes up around Columbus and you just see him bolt to the back of the bathroom, to the back of the bus to the bathroom.
Not good.
And let's just say that he was in there the rest of the time for 2 hours, and he was either standing up or sitting down, one of the two. It was coming out both ends. His family had a stomach virus going around, and he got real sick and. So we had this interesting last hour and a half or so from Columbus up to Hudson, and everyone else felt a little nauseous, and we were a little nervous getting off the bus, just kind of.
Justin looked like as white as these walls in the studio when he got off there, and then Mom came over. I was like, oh, boy, I feel bad for him.
Yeah, then Lucas Zimmer gets off the bus, and he wasn't feeling well. His mom comes over, takes his temperature. He's got a 100.7. He's like, I'll try. Adam Coleman is sick. And we're like, what? What's going to happen here? We would go out there and win.
And you haven't even played your first game.
Right. We run, 15-3. So, and then the next day, we play Shadyside.
Yes.
And,
out of Pittsburgh.
Wondering what's going to happen.
Right.
And, we're talking about how my first 2 years here, we were leading, we were beating them. And
yes.
They came back both years in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
Less than 2 minutes to go and beat us. And, they're pretty excited to go play that game. And Paxton Krieger, about 2 minutes left in the second quarter, comes running to the sideline. He's sick. He's got the stomach virus. So, it's this, I think it's...
A little adversity.
A little adversity, actually, they binded us together. And it was a great weekend. We came out with two victories. The kids are playing great right now. Logan Diebel is just on fire right now, just the way he's playing. Our defense is come around and just becoming a very shutdown kind of defense where we can now extend out and play aggressively.
Sure.
We're playing our best lacrosse right now.
Let me ask you, both of your games were on grass, and it was our first grass of the season. How did the fields were in the best shape I'd seen,
because
I've been there numerous times filming over the years. That's the best shape those fields were in. What'd you think how the kids did playing on grass?
I think two things. So Friday, when we're up there and we're on that backfield behind the stadium, it's a little thicker grass. And, it took them a quarter to two. And that's what we kept talking about through the first and second quarter is you got to bend down. This ball is not.
It's not coming up to you.
It's not coming up to you, nor is it going to roll out of bounds.
You know,
so you got to chase every ground ball. You got to go back to the way it used to be in youth lacrosse and playing on, grass fields. And so it helped them out. And then it just got better over the next day. And here's where I think it helped us the most was Wednesday night when we were back up at the Jerry.
Yes, those against
guys
Sycamore.
Those guys were going after every ground ball.
Sure.
They were flying around, picking them up much better than they had been before. So it's kind of funny how we went back on grass.
Yes.
And, we're actually
really
now,
made you to work on fundamentals.
Right, right. So now we're really doing well in that aspect. So.
Have you guys, the coaches, have you decided where next year's MSLCA, has that process happened yet, or does that go on in the off season?
It goes on in the off season.
Okay.
I think in August, there's either a meeting we all get together, or there's a conference call, and they'll talk. I know that for the teams that are in there, in the conference or in the association, they really like Western Reserve Academy. I mean, it's a great
atmosphere.
Location. It's a great town. So, you know, I have a feeling it's probably going to stay there. I mean, now that the Michigan teams are not there anymore.
Right. It's not a bad ride.
No, it's not. So I'm not sure, you know, it would probably go back to Columbus at some point.
Right.
You know, maybe a Thomas Worthington.
Yeah, because we did, every 2 years it was moving. We went to Thomas Worthington after Western Reserve years ago. Then it went to Thomas Worthington for two, then Jerome for two, and then back up to Western Reserve.
Yep.
And I just like that atmosphere. It's like a small college.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's
it is. And we were coming in hot, and we definitely
you
did
were
not
coming
follow,
in hot.
We did not follow the directions on where to go, and we're driving the bus through the campus, and like these Audis and Beamers and Land Rovers, you know, are looking at us like you're not coming down this narrow path. And we're like, yeah, we are. Get out of our way. We got to go play a game.
Yes, you did right down that gravel path. I was laughing when you guys pulled in. That was good. But great weekend there for the Crusaders. We'll take a break. Come back, talk about Sycamore Aviators, round one on the Crusaders, big win, and then our game up the road against Springboro. So this is Rob Ebel and Sean McGinnis. We'll be right back.
Craftsman Electric's been owned and operated by Charlie and Kay Fisher for over 30 years now. No matter what type of electric work you need, Craftsman Electric can handle it. Find out for yourself why 70% of their customers are repeat customers. 70%. Or check them out on Angie's List, where they've received the Super Service Award every year since 2007. Craftsman Electric. Dependable, affordable, honest. Call Jessica to schedule service at 513-891-4426 or visit craftsmanelectric.com. Quality craftsmanship. It's right there in the name.
Hey sports fans, did you know that almost everything on the menu at Texas Roadhouse is made from scratch? Our steaks are hand-cut daily by an in-house meat cutter, and professional bakers make those irresistible rolls. Come on down to Texas Roadhouse Kenwood for legendary food and legendary service. If you come in on Monday through Thursday between 4 and 6, and Friday from 11 to 3 p.m., our early dine menu offers up to 11 options just for $8.99. For delicious food at great prices, head on over to Texas Roadhouse at 7860 Montgomery Road, across from the Kenwood Town Center, or call ahead to let us know you're coming at 513-791-7427. That's Texas Roadhouse, Kenwood. ESP Media and In-Game Sports, located in Cincinnati, Ohio, house the best special event promotions, game management, sales, and media productions in town. The Skyline Chili Crosstown Showdown, the nation's longest-running high school football showcase, is one of our signature events. Also, we operate numerous high school athletic media programs in greater Cincinnati. We can support your school and or company with website and mobile app creation and operations, on-site audio and video production studios. We can tackle your project right here under one roof. Contact us today to put our team to work for you. Reach us at 513-655-4966. That's 513-655-4966. Or email us at sales@espmediasn.com. It's your event. We just produce it. We're back here in the studios of ESP Media for In the Crease number 9, segment 2. Rob Ebel with head coach Sean McGinnis. Coach, we hosted Sycamore Aviators in the Jerry first round. You guys came out smoking. You that 2-0 momentum from the MSLCA carried over to the game against the Aviators, and you guys put the pedal down, and a very successful night for the Crusaders.
Going back to that week of four games, the Marymount week, and you know, we definitely turned a page, even though we lost a couple,
right,
and obviously beat Upper Arlington that week. We turned a page. There was a buy-in factor. There was a shift of emotion and focus. And we didn't have to say much to the kids Wednesday night. They came out and they did their job, and they're playing at a high level now. We only had 9 turnovers.
Yeah, it's great.
We had 51 shots. We had kids. Griff Horder scored 4 goals, and I'm thinking a minute and a half.
Yeah,
it seemed
it's crazy,
like,
right?
The best thing about a game like that is when you're playing so well is you can go to your bench, and you can go and give guys a run and give playing time to those guys that have been practicing all year long and things like that. Derek Karafelis, he's been a backup faceoff guy right at the very end, comes down and scores. And, you know, to turn around and see the bench and see the fans, you know,
into
cheer for that.
Yep.
And same thing with Griff Horder and all the other kids.
Sure.
It's just a great game, and we came out and did what we're supposed to do. And Sycamore is a good team.
Sure. I mean, you were tight at halftime at Sycamore earlier in the year. I think it was their third or fourth game. You were either tied or up 1 at halftime, and you pulled away in the second half. But a good club. Sycamore's known for their lacrosse, boys and girls.
Yeah, and I think when you, you know, our message in the playoff is you got to throw the first punch, you
no
know,
doubt.
And you got to, you know, throw the knockout punch in the first round. If you do that against some of these teams early on, you know, you can really dictate momentum and time of possession and things like that throughout the game.
Well, we're going to head up north. We're going to head up north to face Springboro at their intermediate school. I've been there numerous times filming for other schools. It's a great playing surface, neat atmosphere. It's tiny. It's like a little Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
You know, they're a 3 seed. We're 6 seed. They've got, you know, their win-loss record is strong. Got our hands full. We got to come out swinging.
Yeah, you know, what we see on film, what we've heard, our scouting reports are that, you know, they're an athletic team. They've got, you know, a couple players offensively, a couple players defensively. I think where we have to capitalize today is we got to capitalize on our faceoff and at the wings of the faceoff, and we
sure.
got to capitalize our goalie versus their goalie, basically.
Mm-hmm.
We feel like our goalie is a little stronger with Paxton Krieger, so... You know, we've been doing a lot of shooting. We spend 30 minutes a day now since about a week and a half ago shooting, and our percentages are going up. So we really got to put the ball in the back of the net and take our, you know, good opportunities when they present themselves offensively. But
sure.
we figure the keys to the game is our face-off X, our face-off guys, and, you know, putting the ball in the back of the net against their goalie.
Looks like weather is not going to be a factor. It may drizzle here and there, but it's field turf. Should be fine. I'm looking forward to it, Coach. And then banquet coming up. Let's talk
yep.
a little bit about banquet.
Yep, we got our end-of-the-year banquet. You know, always a great time to get together and celebrate the season, celebrate the seniors.
10 seniors.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, we've learned over the years that you can't wait until the end of, you know, the season after the state playoffs because seniors go off to
sure.
the
Europe trip. Yep.
Europe trip and camps and, you know, summer lacrosse. So, you know, we try and do it as late in the season as possible. We got 10 great seniors we're going to be honoring that night. We've got we're going to honor our JV team that
14-1
with an asterisk.
Yes,
it was a GCL tournament game.
Yes.
You know, that they lost, but regular season outside
now
of
they know how the
play,
Patriots feel.
Right, right. Regular season outside of tournament play, our JV team went undefeated, and hats off to Coach Aloisio, Coach Randall, Coach Kennedy, and Coach Wellen, and all the boys. But yeah, our banquet this coming Sunday at reception is going to be a good time.
Sounds great. Coach, best of luck today. We'll see you next week, hopefully, and let's go get another W.
Yeah, let's go, Big Mo.